Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Lou Finney. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jim Tabor. Batting eighth. The catcher, Gene Desautels. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Bagby. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Jim Bagby. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting second. The center fielder, Roy Weatherly. Batting third. The catcher, Raleigh Hemsley. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bo Bell. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Ben Chapman. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ray Mack. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mel Harder. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mel Harder. And now, play ball. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trosky scoops it up and throws to first, with Harder covering, for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Chapman. Williams reaches second base with a double. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bagby fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley bunts towards third. Tabor fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Weatherly moves to second. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Desautels fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin bunts towards first. Trosky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cronin for the out. Doerr moves to second. One out. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Doerr moves to third. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hemsley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Bagby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bagby hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, With the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a pop-up towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack hits a fly ball into right field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0 for 1 in the game. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 1 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Williams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder is called out on strikes. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Boudreau hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Boudreau. The throw from Desodles and he is out, Cronin applying the tag. Two outs. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0 for 1 in the game. Weatherly hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Doerr bunts, foul, in front of the plate. Hemsley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0 for 0 in the game. Cronin hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0 for 1 in the game. Trosky is hit by the pitch. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Trosky. The throw from Desodles and he is out, Cronin applying the tag. One out. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin misplays the ball. That's an error on Cronin. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 1 in the game. Chapman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bell moves to second. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0 for 1 in the game. Mack hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bell scores. Chapman moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Indians. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-1 in the game. Keltner takes first base on ball 4. Mack moves to second. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder is 0-for-1 in the game. Harder hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox fields the ball and throws to Bagby covering. Safe. Chapman scores. Mack moves to third. Keltner moves to second. It's 2-0, Indians. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Boudreau hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mack scores. Keltner scores. Harder moves to third. It's 4-0, Indians. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tabor hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Weatherly. Tabor reaches second base with a double. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels is 0-for-1 in the game. Desautels takes first base on ball 4. Jim Bagby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bagby is 0-for-1 in the game. Bagby is called out on strikes. One out. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0-for-2 in the game. Finney hits a line drive into left field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-2 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trosky juggles the ball. That's an error on Trosky. Tabor scores. Desautels moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 4-1, Indians. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trosky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Williams for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hemsley hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops it up and throws to first, with Bagby covering, for the out. Two outs. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bagby fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bell. Fox reaches second base with a double. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harder fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Fox moves to third. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-1 in the game. Cronin hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Fox scores. One out. It's 4-2, Indians. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Tabor hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreaux settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Desautels hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Chapman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mack hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chapman moves to third. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Keltner hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Keltner reaches second base with a double. Chapman scores. Mack goes all the way around to score. It's 6-2, Indians. Emerson Dickman now pitching. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Harder bunts, foul, in front of the plate. Desautels settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Boudreaux hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Finney. Boudreaux reaches second base with a double. Keltner scores. It's 7-2, Indians. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Weatherly hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hemsley hits a fly ball into right field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dom DiMaggio pinch hits for Emerson Dickman. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio strikes out. Hemsley drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws DiMaggio out. One out. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0-for-3 in the game. Finney hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-3 in the game. Kramer strikes out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Finney moves to third. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Fox hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreaux settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Fritz Ostermueller now pitching. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Trotsky hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-3 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Chapman takes first base on ball 4. Trotsky moves to second. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Mack strikes out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Keltner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Doerr hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Cronin takes first base on ball 4. Doerr moves to second. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Tabor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Doerr scores. Cronin moves to third. It's 7-3, Indians. Stan Spence pinch hits for Gene Desoedels. Joe Dobson now pitching. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence strikes out. One out. Johnny Peacock pinch hits for Fritz Ostermüller. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux throws to second for one, and Mack throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Cronin scores. Peacock moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 7-4, Indians. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Finney hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Peacock scores. That run is unearned. It's 7-5, Indians. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-4 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dobson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox 5. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Hebbing now pitching. Joe Glenn now catching. Joe Dobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobson strikes out. One out. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux is 4-for-4 in the game, with three singles and a double. He's got three RBIs. Boudreaux strikes out. Glenn drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Boudreaux out. Two outs. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Williams is called out on strikes. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner juggles the ball. That's an error on Keltner. Fox moves to third. Doerr moves to second. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Cronin hits a pop-up towards first. Trotsky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Tabor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 7, and Boston Red Sox, 5. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.